Diary of a Piglin, Book 11, An Unknown Enemy. Written by Mark Mully. Narrated by David Vandermolen. Disclaimer. This is a work of fiction. Names, characters, businesses, places, events, and incidents are either the products of the author's imagination or are used in fictitious manner. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental. This unofficial Minecraft book is not authorized, endorsed, or sponsored by Microsoft Corporation, Mojang AB, Notch Development AB, or any other person or entity owning or controlling the rights of the Minecraft name, trademark, or copyrights. All characters, names, places, and other aspects of the game described herein are trademarked and owned by their respective owners. Minecraft, registered, trademarked, and copyright 2009 through 2016, Mojang/Notch. Day 1. Watching the news the previous day was surreal. Seeing the pictures of the five members of the Pigleton family by the media was both shocking and terrifying. Shocking because we thought the case of the fake Nether Dragon attacks had finally been solved. Howard Pigleborn was in jail. He faked his own death and pretended to be his non-existent brother named Larry Pigleborn. Howard took advantage of the Nether Dragon's fragile reputation within Crimson City to tarnish their name. We worked hard and we did our due diligence. We searched for clues and we did our job as detectives. We worked together as a team. And we even brought Johansson Armstrong along to provide assistance in solving the case. In the end, we unmasked the farce behind Howard Pigleborn, and we knew for sure that the Nether Dragon attacks would cease to exist. It turned out they did not, and they instead had gotten worse. We have a house which was partially destroyed by a creature who resembled a Nether Dragon, according to the first account witnesses. Five innocent piglins belonging to the Pigleton family are missing, with no clues as to where they were taken. As a consultant detective, I know very well where this leaves us. We are in a delicate position. The inhabitants of Crimson City won't rest until we have found a legitimate solution to the case. This new attack comes at a terrible time, especially now that we have just announced the police department's victory over Howard Pigleborn and his fake attacks. Moments after being arrested, Howard Pigleborn gave us a curious statement. He said to all of us present that he wasn't the mastermind. The true criminal was still out there, and we would find out sooner or later that Howard was right all along. Right about what? Does Howard know who or what is behind this new attack? Does he have anything to do with the new attack itself? I could only imagine what Howard knew, but I would have to ask him in person. For now, we must endure the public pressure. The citizens of Crimson City won't be happy to know that we failed. We tried, but we failed. The Pigletons must be rescued somehow, and Detective Kelly will be in charge of this new case. The citizens won't take it lightly against her and against my dad, who are the heads of our current administration. As for me and Peter, this case concerns us as much as it does everyone else. Everyone's job is at stake here. More importantly, our reputation. Everything we have worked for and everything we have done for this town could all go down the drain if we fail to rescue the Pigleton family. Not only that, but we had to find a name and put it on the newspapers everywhere. The true name of the culprit behind the attacks. Howard Pigleborn? I highly doubt it. How could a piglin commit another crime behind bars? Maybe there is someone from the Anti-Dragon Association behind it all. My head is spinning right now as I write this. I cannot rest until we have found the truth. Calvin, are you home? It was Peter. He knocked on the door of my apartment. Oh, hi there. I opened the door. I just came to check on you. After everyone left the barbecue, you seemed quite off, Peter said. I know the news about the new attack must be driving you crazy. Would you like to talk about it? I don't know if I want to talk about it or forget about it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?